Well, coming up this weekend, the Atlantic Golf and Country Club will once again be hosting golfers from all across the state of Iowa as gentlemen come in to play in three different categories as part of the Tournament of Champions. And Matt Mullenix is the tournament chair once again this year, and he's in to visit with us a little bit about what's going to happen. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you, Jim, for having me in this morning, and looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Always a fun time. We get a chance to renew a lot of acquaintances. I think that's one of the things that makes a tournament like this so special. It's not just an assembly line of new guys in, new guys out. There are a lot of guys that have been able to qualify year after year after year, and they look forward to coming back.
Yes, they do. I was just giving that some thought over the last couple of days. You know, we put a lot of work into putting this together, but the closer it gets, the more excited I get. You know, I start to get the pairings put together, and you see the names, and you go through the sheet. And for Friday, we kind of allow them, if they have any requests for time or people they'd like to golf with, you know, you start to read through that, and you see these guys, you know, requesting to be with this guy and the other guy, and they're from opposite corners of the state, and you realize that, yeah, this is a place where they get to come together and enjoy each other's company and play a few rounds of golf together and compete against one another, and they just really look forward to it. And so we as a club, really like to, you know, make it the best possible tournament we can and take care of them as much as we can out there.
Well, and for a lot of these type of golfers to be able to play a 3-day, 54-hole tournament, it's kind of neat because they don't do that a lot. A lot of times the tournaments they play in are 1 or perhaps 2-day tournaments on Saturday and Sunday, but this gives them an opportunity to play in more of an elongated, kind of a professional-type format.
Yes, that's correct. That's another neat aspect to it is that, yes, it is a 3-day tournament, and which can take its toll on some of these guys coming across the state. They come in here, and like I said, they may be used to just one round that they had to qualify for their tournament and that they won, and now here they got to get through 3 days, and so there's a little mental part to the game that if they do have a bad day, they got to put that back, put it aside, and realize that you may have 2 more days or 1 more day left and get through it.
Absolutely. Well, this is not an open tournament. You do have to qualify to participate in the tournament. There are different ways to be able to qualify through local club championships in the different communities, through other tournaments. For example, the city tournament, which was just held here in Atlantic last weekend. There are lots of different ways for guys to qualify. So they do have to be able to make it back, except for those lucky few that have been champions in the past. They get a lifetime exemption.
Yeah, that's correct. I kind of liken it to the Masters tournament. If you're a champion at any point throughout or the history of it, you automatically get to qualify every year. You can come back. In our championship division, we bring the top 25 back. So that way you kind of keep our numbers up and kind of get – that's where you get the familiar faces coming back year after year. But then hopefully when they go back to their tournament and they know that they're coming back already and somebody else wins, now maybe you got two guys coming in, and it makes it, you've got that buddy that's going to come along with you and have a good time as well as play the game of golf. So it kind of keeps our numbers up, but familiar faces, and we hopefully can get some new ones. And this year I didn't really officially count, but just when I was kind of going through it, I was probably pretty close to a little over 30 new guys, I think, new faces coming in this year. We've got 96 total golfers, so a third of them are probably going to be new faces, if not more. And we've got 12 past champions that are going to be playing throughout the course there. So, whether they were super seniors or seniors or championship division champions, they're coming back this year. So, we've got a real good mix in there. Good mix of young and old. I have noticed last few years that, we have a good variety of 20-somethings in there and some 30, 40-year-old guys even in the championship division, which I think bodes well that the young guys still want to come to our tournament and play in this championship-style tournament. And I think they kind of like it too. Even the younger guys really enjoy it.
Well, it seemed like for a while there, we had a run where we had a lot of teenagers that seemed to be doing very well in the tournament. Of course, they hit the ball so long, But now it seems like we're getting more competitive through guys in their 20s, 30s, 40s. And of course, then you've got the seniors and the super seniors divisions, which makes it more competitive for everyone. There's a reason when you can't hit the ball as long as these guys, young guys do anymore, there still seems to be a reason to come out and play.
Yeah, you're right. Not everybody's Ron Peterson, you know, and can be in their mid-50s and still have 3 days and shoot under par. You know, you're right. By the time we start to age, you know, we're starting to buy the hybrids that we use from 100 yards out as opposed to pulling out our gap wedge, you know, or something like that, like the young guys do, or driving the ball 300 plus yards. So by having the divisions, it really breaks it up, makes it competitive on all aspects. And I think that's been something that's that we put in probably close to 10 years ago with the senior division. And I think that's kind of been a nice addition for some of these guys. It's kept them coming back, kept their interest in the tournament, and has kept them competitive in there. So,
well, you talked about some of the name golfers that have been very successful here in the past, champions from the past that'll be coming back again to play in our tournament again this year. You got some names there?
Yeah, I do. Boy, we've got 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 of our past champions coming back are in the senior division. So, like I said, about 7 of the last 10 are going to be around. That's you've got Rick Carter, Ken Porsche, Darren Baker. He's last year's senior champion. He's coming back. Del Miller, he's from over in West Branch. So there's somebody coming from clear across the state. He was in 2013. John Wilmore. He was 2009 senior champion, but he was also in 1999 was our championship division. So he's a multiple time winner. George Gartelos, he's another one that was in 2000 championship division. And then 2011, he won the senior division. So he'll be another senior that'll be coming back in division. And he hasn't been here for about 4 or 5 years. Probably the last time he won it, but he's from Cedar Rapids. So in the senior division, we've got quite a few of those guys coming back. In our championship division, we've got Chris Nelson. He was 2014. Aaron Aronson, he's from Manning, Manila, 2010. Brad Hartkopf, he'll be back this year. He's a local guy, but he just won the city tournament. So he's kind of got the swing going again. Rick Thompson, he was 2001, but he'll be golfing in the senior division this year. So those are just Arnie Lysad, he's our 2015, he was a super senior returning champ. He'll be back this year. We've got 12 golfers in the super senior division, which I think with a few of them in there should be competitive. There might be some guys that'll give Arnie a little bit of a run in there. So
very good. Well, and I know you've got some interesting twists and things in there, too. We've got folks, as you mentioned, who've won multiple championships. We even have one family who has multiple entries this year.
Yes, I did forget that. Jason Reynolds, I don't have the year. I think he was right around maybe 2008, 9 in there. I think he had a couple of times where he was the champion here. But, yeah, he got, I guess if you want to call it, upset last weekend at his golf course, but it was hopefully expected, I think, or it's his own doing, if you will. But of course, it was both of his boys, his twin boys, James and Jake. They finished first, second. So all three of them are coming and going to golf this year. So I'm excited for that because I think Jason, he's kind of hung back last few years. He hasn't really golfed much. Of course, he's been doing baseball and kind of let the boys go at it. But I think this is something I think it's kind of going to be neat to have this little family affair. And it's, you know, they're a good set of golfers right there. So, you know, it's just not, yeah.
Do you put them all in the same group?
I did not. I did not put them all in the same group on Friday. But that doesn't mean that come Saturday or Sunday, you know, they could end up in there. But we did put them back to back. So if anybody's out there from the area wanting to watch the Reynolds family, they will be in back-to-back-to-back groups there.
Excellent.
I think starting about 10 o'clock or so, they might tee off. So
perfect. Well, we've talked a lot about the golf itself. Let's talk about the amenities and things, too, because for folks who may want to come out and enjoy, I know Atlantic Fest is going on Saturday, but this tournament goes Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so you have a chance to get out and enjoy the Atlanta Golf and Country Club. Very hospitable, not just to the golfers, but to anyone who wants to come out and participate.
Yep, you bet. That's right, Jim. You know, there's so many different areas on the course that you can go out and set up and be able to view multiple greens, fairways, tee boxes, what have you, and take in the tournament. It sounds like it's going to be a nice weekend, and people are more than welcome to come out. Every day we've got lunch going on the deck. It's for a very small charge, you know. I think we'll probably have hot dogs, brats, hamburgers. I know we're doing some pulled pork on Saturday for sure. That'll be smoked pulled pork. So, you know, we're going to kind of vary up that lunch. But we've got a lot going on. Cheryl Dusenberry and her staff, they take care of the inside and doing everything. So it's really neat. Out on the course, you know, if you are out there watching, we've got a couple of refreshment stands set up. One on the back by the number 12. Tee box there by the bathhouse back there. There's always concession stand there, and over on six between five green and six tee box, there's another refreshment area. So you know, if you're out there, there's somewhere you can grab something to drink as well, and watch a lot of golf. So
at no cost to come out and watch what's going on. All they ask is that you just be vigilant of where you are. They don't want you to get in the way or you know, get in somebody else's way too. But just watch for those kinds of things and follow the crowd. You'll be fine and enjoy what should be a nice weather weekend here. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I had, you know, we've got some new faces, and so I've taken a lot of phone calls here in the last couple of weeks. And that's been one of the things, probably the most asked, well, can people watch? And I'm like, oh God, absolutely. I said, you'll be surprised. I said, especially if you end up with a local guy, you will have a crowd probably following you. Like, oh wow, that's going to be neat. You know, so some of these guys are first time, it might make them a little nervous, but, they love it, you know, and don't be afraid to clap for them or tell them nice shot, what have you. They'll appreciate it. And they're, you know, a lot of them are good humor, and, you know, they're going to enjoy it. That's what's going to keep them coming back as well.
Well, they're still amazed that there's a radio station there covering the event. So
that is another thing too. Yeah, they think that's just the coolest
thing. I know it takes more than just a club to be able to put this on, more than just the committee to work on this. I know you get a lot of volunteers and some sponsors that help make it happen.
Yes, we do. We ask some of our sponsors just to help us, whether it's monetary or some in-kind product that they help us with. And so we really appreciate that. Those sponsors, our major sponsors this year are ASI Audiology and Hearing, Cullen and Associates, Atlantic Bottling, Eye Associates, Henningsen Construction, First Whitney Bank and Trust, Oakland Foods, Hy-Vee Food Stores, Brown Shoe Fit, Rolling Hills Bank and Trust, Detter Motor Company, Brocker Carnes and Carnes, McAtee Tire, and of course, KJN AM 1220. So we, you know, appreciate all of those sponsors. Like I said, Cheryl does a great job with her and her staff. Scott Metzer, he's our grounds crew, our groundskeeper and his crew. You know, they're busy working on the course and even through the night a lot of times, getting it ready for the next day. So, you know, and all of our volunteers that'll be working this weekend, whether it be grilling and working inside, out there on the fields, there's I'll bet by the end of the weekend, you know, probably 60 to 75% of our membership has taken part in the tournament in some form or another of helping out throughout the week or whatever. You know, even the other day I saw the ladies out there the Thursday morning that swim normally. They came and they did a little trimming around some of the flower beds and everything before they went into swimming, you know, just to make sure that the place looks nice outside, you know. So we're very conscious of our appearance and everything, and it looks good. So absolutely. Good crew.
Should be a good fun weekend, and enjoy it a lot, and keep listening to KJAN, and check out our website at kjan.com. On the sports page, we'll have constant updates for you, scores. We'll have the tee times for you there as well. Lots of things for you to check out there also. Matt, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you. Yep, appreciate it, and look forward to having people out there this weekend.